Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. We're here at the Plain Talk cockpit here at Sun and Fun 2024 with Frank Kay. And sadly, I can't pronounce your last name,
That's
sir.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Frank Kunimprath, founder of Holy Micro. And we produce the product called Sky Voice Alert 500.
It's a very cool product that utilizes LIDAR.
Correct.
To help pilots know and ensure that their gear is down.
Right. That's one of the primary functions of the product. In that 500 feet space in and around the airport, where pilots are top of each other's when people are coming to land and take off, this is where 61% of the accidents happens. And in that space, we bring the attention to flying the plane by giving you the exact clearance height you have from the ground or obstacles, from 1 foot all the way to 500 feet, up
Amazing.
And down.
And excuse the pun, deadly accurate.
Correct. This is measured using real-time laser or LIDAR iSafe. It gives you the accurate readout of your clearance. And so you have two options. The FAA allows us to make 10 announcements on takeoff and landing. And in addition to that, you can have a heads-up display that gives you foot-by-foot increment or decrement on takeoff and landing. And it brings your attention back to flying the plane. Yeah, that's what the primary function is.
Amazing. And I take it the Sky Voice Alert 500 can be integrated into an audio panel or a headset?
Correct. Absolutely. So our product is certified under NORSI to install on all certified aircrafts. And it can be installed on an inspection plate on Cessna, Piper, Beechcraft, you name it. And it's so light and it is so small, it fits very well even on a small Cessna plate.
So easy to pull the cabling through the wing into the fuselage.
Yeah, correct.
Hardwired into the audio panel.
Correct.
Or you support Bluetooth.
Correct, absolutely, yeah. So we have two options when it comes to powering and wiring the airplane. Our kit includes all the hardware you need to complete the installation hardwired. The wiring harness, the brake, the switch to turn off the unit, that's a requirement, and all the stickers and labels you need, including your air logbook entry sticker, and the fuse for the power line. And so everything is included in the kit. And so you don't have to spend any money on making the harness. And so that's long enough to bring the harness all the way into the aircraft. Then you can connect the audio line into your audio panel, auxiliary port or secondary port. So that brings the audio right to your headset. And so that's one primary way of connecting it, right? And then suppose you don't want to do any hard wiring and you want to do a quick install. We have a quick install kit that we can sell you along with our product that enables you to complete the installation in less than 30 minutes.
Amazing. Quick install kit, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No STC required.
Correct.
One-time setup. FAA, NORSI approved.
Correct.
And many user selectable reminders, audio delivered, check your gear,
checklist,
flaps,
checklist. Yeah, speed, amazing, right. When you come to land or as you are taking off, if you get distracted, it brings your attention back into flying quickly. And most importantly, besides the gear warning, if when you come to land by 560 feet, if your gear is not already down, it will give you a continuous warning, check gear, check gear, check gear, until you put your gear down and that light turns on green.
I can tell you that a friend of mine flying a Beechcraft Bonanza,
okay,
Young Eagles,
yeah,
on takeoff in the climb out, door popped out.
Yes.
They were flying two crew,
yeah,
two pilots, and as they were distracted, based upon the door popping open, a massive amount of wind in the cockpit, wanting to make sure the kids were not terrified, that they were okay. Actually, they thought it was part of the ride, yeah, but there you go. As they came around, they completely forgot to bring the gear down.
Oh.
One of their best landings, of course, other than the prop strike, engine tear down, et cetera.
One good thing is it's not, gear up landings are not fatal, most all the time, it's just a physical damage. But think of another situation. Many times, we always wonder, these very experienced pilots, why do they make those 180-degree imbossable turns, we call it, right?
Sure.
Because they are not aware of, or they don't really know how high they are. Our altimeter is acceptable to be 100 feet off. Right?
Right.
Then they are announcing the barometric pressure. We don't know how accurate that is. You are hearing it, right? How well you heard it, whether you accurately entered that barometric pressure into your altimeter. And so all these uncertainties are there when you see that number. It is not designed to be accurate to 50 feet or 70 feet. And that is in that 500-foot space. This is where most accidents happen, and you want to have an accurate awareness of how high you are when you want to make some critical decision. Should I push the nose down and land straight ahead because I have only 70 feet? But if you don't have that readout that you just heard, you might think in that critical moment, I can make a 180-degree turn. No, you can't. And you're not going to, you don't have the time to do, remember the what was the airport elevation, to deduct that from the MSL altitude that the altimeter is giving you. This is what that space is. This is that vacuum we are trying to fill.
Amazing.
Besides gear warnings and other things. So other thing is, when we go from airport to airport, especially at night, that sight view changes. And that makes it harder for landing to flare at the right height. And you just having a rough flare and rough landing could cost enough money and frustration that this device will be paid over five times.
Damage to the aircraft.
Yeah, damage to the aircraft.
Of course.
The nose of
time.
Correct, exactly. Yeah.
Porpoise the aircraft.
Yeah.
All bad.
Yeah.
And how long has SkyVoice been around?
Say that again.
How long has SkyVoice been around?
Oh, this has been around only 2 months now. But I was so surprised who were some of our first customers were. I never expected. One was an airline captain who have over 10,000 hours bought it and installed it on his Piper retractable.
Wow.
And we wonder, me as a pilot, I have under 700 hours. And many people can say, I know this. I can land my plane. Why would this pilot over 10,000 hours want to have one? And his answer was, this is another safety tool in my safety box, and I am so used to hearing this announcement when I fly the jetliner, and I want that same thing in my small plane.
Wow, amazing.
The other one was a CFII MEI from Texas. The guy is an active instructor, bought it. Why? He wants to have such a smooth landing. The first testimony he gave was, after installing my product, he landed his A36, including him, didn't realize the plane landed, because
wow,
it gives that step down 20, 10, 5, you're down already. You're almost there. That's advantage.
And Frank, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask, how much does SkyVoice cost?
Oh, it's compared to everything else in aviation, it's an unbelievably cheap price. You know, you wonder why, because this was my passion. As a pilot, I struggled with it as a student. So we sell this on a retail, $1,450.
Wow.
$1,450. And we have a special going on at Sun and Fun, $300 off.
Amazing.
During this week. Anybody wants to buy it? And so that's a price. It's a very affordable price. It's a quick install, 4 hours at the most. If it is installed as part of your annual, probably only 2 hours or 3 hours.
The inspection plates are
correct.
Already off.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. We gave you everything
perfect
you need.
Time. Yeah, okay. Perfect time. Perfect time to do it.
Correct.
Are you planning to be at AirVenture this year?
Yes, I am. Yes, I will be at AirVenture. I will have another discount program for
that. Perfect.
There too. Yes.
So folks in the Plane Talk audience can come to your booth at AirVenture and pick one up, you know, after this podcast is published. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Frank,
yes?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I appreciate your time.
Any final words for the Plane Talk audience?
We love your audience, and I love to be in this program more often in the future. I will update you what other new stuff that I am creating for aviation safety.
Cool. Again, thank you so much, Frank.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.